Oh, hey, buddy.
Thanks for agreeing to let me come over.
Yeah, I know. We only hang out because you're dating my friend, so my texts probably seemed pretty out of the blue. The thing is, I haven't been able to stop thinking about what you said last time we hung out. Yeah, really? All that stuff about how hot you think lesbian porn is and how much you like the idea of converting a lesbian? Kinda weird to tell a lesbian woman. Especially one you don't know very well. But hey. No, I totally don't mind. I like knowing who people are. I mean, I was pretty surprised that you would proposition me like that when you know I'm a lesbian. And you're dating my friend. But anyway, I just kept thinking about it and finally, I decided I would make an exception for you. Yes, I'm serious. That conversation really opened my mind to some stuff. I'm not normally into cheating, but then I realized that you're just a homophobic piece of shit. So, like, does it really matter? Oh. Not where you thought this was going, huh? You're so deluded by porn logic. It wouldn't be concerning if it wasn't so pathetic. Let me spell it out for you. Real nice, real slow, and real simple. I fucked your girlfriend. Well, I guess I should say ex-girlfriend. You don't believe me? Go ahead. Check Facebook. She changed her status. Try texting her. She blocked your number. Told ya. What's wrong? You look so confused. Not used to your actions having consequences? Poor baby. You want to hear all about it, hmm? Just how it went down? Oh, I know you do. So I was venting about the weird shit you said to me to a friend, and she joked about how I should steal your girl. And the more I thought about it, the less like a joke it seemed. And the more I wanted to. Because you suck. Yeah, really, honestly. I've had a huge crush on her forever. She's amazing and passionate and sweet and one of my favorite people. She deserves so much better than you. And I knew I could give her that. The timing just seemed right. Plus, we've been talking recently about how she's questioning her sexuality. At first, she thought it might just be because you suck in bed. But she really liked some of the actually queer lesbian porn I sent her. Yes, she said you suck in bed, asshole. You never listen to her tell you what she wants. Your tongue game is weak as hell, and you can never find her clit, your pathetic thick maggot. And your dick smells really weird and gross. But you won't shower before demanding head, even though she's asked you to. Anyway, so we've been talking about relationships between women. And she's been asking me all kinds of questions about how lesbians really have sex. And I gotta tell you, watching her get all cute and flustered, thinking about it was just so hot. So we were hanging out last night and I figured, fuck it, I'll just go for it. So I told her about all the creepy shit you said to me and how I think she deserves so much better. And I think she's the most stunning woman I've ever seen. And well, one thing led to another, and here we are. Honestly, I almost feel bad for you, because it was so easy to convert her. Almost. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think I was going to give you all the juicy details? No, we're not your spank bank material, you fetishizing creep. Don't pout. I'll tell you a few things, okay? Like, turns out she's been fantasizing about me for a while now. Oh my god. It turned me on so much when she told me how she would imagine it was me and not you. And thanks to my talented tongue and very skilled fingers, she had her first orgasm from someone else. And fuck. Do you have any idea how hot it is to be the one to do that for someone? Well, no, of course you don't. Silly me. Oh, honey. No. She faked it. Every time. There's so much you don't know, isn't there? Like how after a few strong orgasms, she goes all blissed out and dazed. Or how fucking filthy her mouth can be when she feels comfortable enough to share all the dirty thoughts and fantasies she has. Or how good it sounds when she's moaning your name and begging you to make her come again. Your dick, what about it? Oh, you've got good dick. And she's always going to crave it? Buddy, I've got five, and three of them vibrate unlike your own. And if she doesn't like any of those, we can go buy one that hits the spot just right. I hate to break it to you, but... Actually, no, I love bursting your silly little entitled straight boy bubble. But your dick isn't special. Not special enough to convert a lesbian. Not even special enough to please your girlfriend when she thought she was straight. The problem is, you think your penis makes you God and you ain't fucking Yova. And you think everyone else should be obsessed with it too. But it's just a dick. And so are you. So it's just a dick attached to a dick, and not in the double-ended dildo way, which, by the way, are really not practical at all, or all that enjoyable. I know, your male fantasy lesbian porn lied to you. What a shocker. Your ex is dying to try out a strap-on, though. And I can't wait for her to fuck me. You see, it's not really the cock that's the issue. Strap-ons are great. Dildos are great. Women with cocks are great. Oh. The issue is yours is attached to you. And you are a man, a particularly annoying, creepy one at that. Oh, now you're getting angry, huh? You poor snowflake. Wanna call me a dyke bitch and all the rest of the same boring shit? Poor thing. This isn't nearly as fun as your little fantasies, is it? At least not for you. For me, it is very hot. Knowing that if you had bothered, if you cared enough, if you hadn't always centered what you wanted and ignored her desires, she might have actually liked being with you, giving her everything she needs, everything you couldn't do for her, knowing how much she loves it. So fucking sexy. Knowing you're going to be alone, crying while you try to jack off to lesbian porn. But it's ruined now because a real lesbian made your girl feel better than you ever could in every way. The thought alone gets me going. God, and hearing her say it, telling me how much better I am, how pathetic and selfish you were, it sends us both over the edge. I can't wait to tell her all about this conversation. She got so riled up just from planning all of this. Oh yeah, she helped plan it. She wanted me to tell you how easily I blew her mind and made her dreams come true. No pun intended. Honestly, seeing her get mean was so hot. So much pent-up anger and frustration. And so much pent-up sexual need. Oh, speak of the angel. Wow. She really can't get enough. Just absolutely ravenous. She really has a way with words. I have never gotten texts that filthy. And the pictures she sends with them. Fuck. Oh, that's right. She never sent you nudes, did she? You wanna know why? She didn't trust you. She was worried you'd show them to your gross little friends or keep them after she broke up with you. Anyway, looks like it's time for me to go. We've got a date tonight and I want to get everything just right so she never forgets what she deserves and settles from some gross, pathetic guy like you again. I've never seen her this happy. I've never been this happy myself. We're really a great fit together, and I think we'll be together for a long time. And just think, it would never have happened if it wasn't for you. So I guess, thank you for being an asshole. Such a worthless asshole. Speaking of assholes, I kind of feel like I should at least try to return the favor a little. So here's a tip for you. Washing your ass doesn't make you gay, I promise. Not having a smelly dick won't fix all your issues. But it seems like a good start. Oh, and say hi to your mom for me. I can't believe I almost forgot that part. I fucked her too. Bye.